This is your local news report. I'm Dave Andrews. Locust Town Council recently approved a conditional rezoning request for Francis Estates, a new subdivision located off of Bella Drive. We talk with Planning and Zoning Director Scott Edwards. They plan to build 40 homes on 20,000 square foot lots or half acre lots, adding that the home sizes on these lots will be from either 2,650 square feet to 4,518 square feet. And they range from anywhere around $600,000. And the remaining 13 homes will be age restricted, primarily for retirees and those who are downsizing. And they'll be located on 4,000 square foot lots with a detached garage. Planning and Zoning Director for the City of Locust, Scott Ever, was recognized at the Locust Town Meeting, and he was awarded the State Zoning Member of the Year from the North Carolina Association of Zoning Officials. Here is Tim Swearingen, Code Enforcement Officer and Home Inspector for Stanley County, giving the presentation at the meeting.
I serve on the Board of Directors for the North Carolina Association of Zoning Code Officials, and in that capacity, I have taking on the responsibility of being the chair of the Awards and Scholarships Committee. This year, we had a local guy in our county and in your city that received nomination for a... this award is for the Outstanding NCAZO Member of the Year. It's presented to a person who excels in the field of planning and zoning, who excels in helping to make good sound land use practices wherever he goes. He's been a mentor to me for several years as I work for the county. Sometimes I run across something that I haven't run across before. This gentleman gives me a little advice, and occasionally he might ask me my opinion on something that he's working on. But anyway, the recipient this year for the Outstanding Member of the Year Award goes to a person who has spent the last about 12 years, I believe, as your Planning and Zoning Director. Mr. Ether, would you step up here, please? On behalf of the North Carolina Association of Zoning Code Officials, I want to present to you Outstanding Member of the Year. And appreciate all the work you do for Stanley County. I appreciate all the work that you do for the City of Locust. And I also appreciate the friendship that you and I have developed over the last several years. It's not always I get to present it to somebody that I know. Most of the time I don't know the person that I presented the award to. This year was the first, and I was able to present it to somebody that I feel like myself personally deserves it. And I'm glad that you are on the team this year.
Appreciate it.
And here is Mayor Hubert talking to Scott Eford, and we'll hear from Scott after receiving his beautiful plaque.
But I know, to the person, we could not be more proud of you, and we could not be more happy to have you as part of this city.
Congratulations. Appreciate it. This house. You're humble by what you do sometimes. I guess being one of the few that lived here all my life in St. Locust, what it was, and Rusty, one stoplight, one place to eat, and what we've become now. And our parents always told us that leave it better than the way you found it. And that's what I'm trying to do. So, thank you.
The Baden Town Council met on last Tuesday night, and they are moving forward with the lining of parking spaces on Falls Road. There'll be 8x22 parallel spots, and when it's all said and done, this should be up to about 50 spots total. The first lining will be about 60-70% of that as it goes from Five Points down to the Baptist Church. And in Stanley County, Friday night football action presented by Fiberon. Albemarle on the last play of the game couldn't get it done and lost to South Stanley 26-20. Lake Norman Charter over the Comets 22-10. And Forest Hills took care of the Colts 35-9. Montgomery Central beat Ledford 35-28. That's your Friday Night Football update presented by Fiberon. And that's your local news report in the newsroom. I'm Dave Andrews. And if you have news, email us at news@1010wspc.com.
Your Weather Center forecast for Albemarle and Stanley County brought to you by Desco. Lots of sunshine today with a high this afternoon near 73. Clear tonight, the low around 43. Mostly sunny and cooler on Tuesday with a high of 66. For everything electrical, visit any Desco location or go online to DescoInc.com. In the Weather Center, I'm Johnny Cottle.
Magic 103.3 FM.
The Rick and Bubba Show with Eddie Van Adler, Speed, the real Greg Burgess, Bill Bubba Bussell, and Rick Burgess.
Let's go, 6 minutes past the hour from the Big Boy Studio. Out on the bleeding edge of technology, Sweet Home Alabama, to the rest of the world, we thank you for being with us. Golden ticket seat guests packed in here today. The wonderful Will of Canned Meat this hour. We'll run that down. Bubba, as we start a brand new hour, I don't even want to say this because can we just start saying we're not going to bring up Lieutenant Dan anymore? Now people are saying this whole thing about it being offered this deal, or I don't know what they mean. They didn't give any more.